This was a pre-recorded episode that was mixed and mastered at Sambaza Studios. Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Hello, Wasambazaji. This is Sambaza, and I am still podcasting. However, I'm bringing you new things. This time, we are doing collaborations. Now, I am still doing my series and interviews on the side. However, this is a collaboration with Jen Dub, host of The Woke by Accident, where each week on Wednesday evening, we shall bring you live YouTube experiences, whereby we shall bring great topics for which we will discuss. Now, it also could be research and monologues where we have a one-on-one discussion, or we might bring in a guest, whichever. Well, Wasambazaji, here's this week's episode.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Woke by Accident Podcast. It is a weekly chat about socially conscious topics impacting the culture. On this episode, we are joined by Sambaza, host and creator of the Sambaza Podcast, for a special Black History Challenge.
Now, I gotta ask you a question. Now, I'm African, right? And you're African American. What does Black History, not the whole time, when it comes to Black History Month, what does that inspire you? How does that inspire you?
Definitely. I mean, I personally believe that Black History should be 365 and not just in February. It is acknowledged in the month of February. I feel like it is a special time to dig deep into that Black history that we don't know and hear so much about, those hidden figures, you know, that don't always get, you know, movies made about them and things like that. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Woke by Accident Podcast, a weekly chat about socially conscious topics. Happy New Year, and we are back and thrilled to bring you new content after some time has passed. We are excited to celebrate and acknowledge Black History Month by introducing a Black History Challenge with one of our most cultured and experienced podcast brothers, Sambaza, host and creator of the Sambaza Podcast, who proudly hails from the Republic of Kenya in East Africa. He is a two-time nominee for Best African Diasporan Podcast by the APVA for 2020 and 2022. And he has also been a presenter at the renowned Afroza Audio Podcast Festival discussing Pan-Africanism. So, welcome, Sambaza.
Thank you, Jen. That was a nice intro. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah.
And happy Black History Month to everybody out there. And,
yes.
One thing I want to say is this challenge is a challenge for me to learn about Black history. I know I've talked about it, or I'm from Kenya, and then I also want to learn about Black history. So I guess what I'm intending to get out of this this slight small challenge, I wish we did our challenges like we used to do the 30 days,
yeah,
is to understand a little bit more about the subjects that we're going to be talking about. And at the end of it all, at least get a better understanding of what Black History Month is, because I'm originally from Kenya, as you have said. And I'm still learning, even though I've lived here for quite some time, over 20 years.
So, 20 years. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a good learning experience for me this time.
I love that. And thank you for agreeing to participate with us. That's exciting. And we definitely will dig into the Kenya of it all, but not on the first one. So you guys stay tuned for additional episodes in our challenge that me and Sambaza are doing. We just kind of just, you know, brainstorming and decided to just do this and celebrate Black history. So with this mini challenge, like you said, we will bring you unique Black history facts to share in the following categories: arts and entertainment, sports, trailblazers, hidden figures, hometown heroes. We may even change it up, you know? So, you know, please check us out for this challenge. Okay. Any other thoughts before you get started?
No. I'm stoked to be here. And I really appreciate everything that we've done so far as part of the C4 Collective. That's where we come from, the C4 Collective.
Yes, definitely. Simbaza has selected a category for today, trailblazers. And so these are about African Americans who are influential Black figures who have left an incredible mark on history. And so he will share his fact and then I will share mine.
Who we got today? We got the Black inventor, Garrett Morgan. He's the guy who invented the gas mask, and also he improved the traffic lights. Now, why are we calling him a trailblazer? Well, first of all, he did understand the complexity of natural gas and how it affected the people who were in a state of the nitrogen oxide, how it affected the people. And what he did was he studied it and mimicked it. And the first original invention he actually made looked like an elephant trunk that he had to make. The challenges that he had were the fact that he had to use actually a white person to portray what he had done, to bring them into a tent and then sell the product. So he made the white guy get into a tent which had full of smoke and had him sit there for a while and then come out. That's the story, Anders, what I read. And once he did that, that kind of put him on the limelight, because at that time there was all the segregation and still he had issues with how he could market his product, being the fact that he is Black or African-American. So that was one of the things that he endured. There's a story here that says, just before midnight at a close hot summer day, I'm reading verbatim, in 1916, a natural gas pocket exploded. And it is at this time that he actually got to use the mask and save people. But as it is, he didn't get any acknowledgement about it. What they did was they acknowledged the other people who saved, the police officers who saved the persons out there, but did not acknowledge him. But still, he tried and he went on to, you know, selling the gas mask to the people. And it later on became something that we're used to using right now. And this was, like I said, it was helping people to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning, especially in smoky areas. So, like I said, it had never been done before. And this is the part where you call him a trailblazer, because that was something that has never been thought of, but he came and thought about it and, you know, made it to fruition.
Right.
Another thing he did was the traffic lights. Actually, the traffic lights before were only red and green. So you had to go do the red and green. People say he invented them? No, he actually added the yellow part.
Okay.
So he improved on it, because apparently he witnessed an accident between a horse carriage and a car. And out of that, he realized, okay, if we can put in the orange part where it says you wait, you know, before you get to the red, it gives you some time to kind of wait before you go through the traffic lights. And that, in my short form, is how I would call him our trailblazer, or my trailblazer.
Definitely. Awesome. Great pick. And that also could be inventor, hidden figure. Like you said, he didn't get credit, you know. Oh my God, we've so many contributions.
Oh, so, by the way, fun fact. He patented the three-position traffic signal back in 1923 and sold it to General Electric at $40,000. That was back then.
Oh, wow.
Which is equivalent to about $610,000. And that's how so he got about $610,000 if it was today's money at this time, and he purchased 250 acres somewhere in Ohio and made an African-American country club with a party room and a dance hall. I guess it's a good end to it.
And what year was that that he sold it?
1923. So you're looking at 1923 and moving.
Wow, that was great. Excellent. And we challenge you guys to, you know, look up more on Garrett Morgan. There is, you know, so much more to know. So, yeah, that was a great pick. And a reminder to subscribe and like and share. We appreciate those likes and shares for sure. Okay, you have to stop that one to start the new one. There we go.
Is it going to be a drum roll, like a drum roll?
It should have been, right? I gotta learn how to do this podcaster thing.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. So, Trailblazers, right? One of our good podcaster friends brought up this story about these women and came up again. And I hear that Tyler Perry is making a movie about it. And so, just after reading some more information, I said, this is definitely a trailblazer. So let me share. Okay, so this is about the they're known as the 6888. This is the 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion. It's the only all Black women's Army Corps unit to be deployed overseas during World War II. And this unit was, as I mentioned, predominantly African-American. Their mission was to clear the backlog of mail for the American service members. They were active from 1945 to 1946, and they were stationed in Birmingham, England, and also in France. And so when I find the information about how much mail it was that they had to go through, because it was considerable amount. So, okay, here it is. So there was a 3-year backlog of undelivered mail and delivered to the mail to the American soldiers far from home. And so this was their job to take care of, you know, sorting this mail out. 855 women. They had a motto, which was no mail, low morale. And so, and I guess if you think about that, if people don't get their mail, they experience low morale being, you know, military and soldiers. So it was really important so that people could get those messages from back home and hear from their loved ones and things like that. So this information states that they delivered and processed 17 million pieces of mail. That is quite considerable, the way that they perfected their process to get the mail processed was quite considerable. And so I'm sure that'll be reflected in the film. But Tyler Perry is making a Netflix movie about this women's corps in the during World War II, which should be very interesting. Another fact that I thought was interesting that I found out about this is that Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, who was an advisor to the president at the time, Franklin Roosevelt, had discussed with the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt trying to find a meaningful role for Black women during the war. And so this particular battalion kind of came out of those conversations and missions to find a role for Black women in the war, which I thought was interesting. They wanted, you know, Black women to have a role in the war. And so yeah, it was really interesting to learn about this. And then also they were recognized recently by President Biden. I do want to mention that. Okay, so President Biden presented this 6888 with the Congressional Medal of Honor Award in 2022. You know, all these years later, they are getting acknowledgement, and Tyler Perry's movie is based on an article that was written in the World War II History magazine in 2019. So it's kind of nice that people are, you know, going back to you know, find really a hidden figure story, certainly trailblazers as well.
Can I throw in something?
Yeah.
Now, they say the 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion was not all Black. Mm-hmm. It was an all-American unit. Now, what they discovered, that there was one Puerto Rican woman, a Puerto Rican and a Mexican woman that were part of it. Well, I don't know if she's still alive. She's called Crescencia Garcia, is a Puerto Rican, and then new others in the unit. But they've also confirmed that there was at least a Mexican member who two of her daughters actually have confirmed it. That's the story I'm getting online regarding that story. So, I mean, I guess they were still a minority, right? because
for sure, definitely.
Yeah, so it's still a trailblazer, but majority being the African American will take that part. And I think at that time women were still not considered in the workforce. I think at that time they were just considered to be more like housewives.
Right, so, definitely. Yeah.
Trailblazer. Yeah.
For sure, definitely. And so, you know, being a child of a veteran, I, you know, I appreciate this story, and also a child of a postal worker, so I can appreciate, you know, the mail getting taken care of as well, too. And like those years were from 1945 to 1946. Yeah, definitely. This was, you know, a rare thing to, you know, for women to be playing a role, especially Black women, a significant role in the World War II. So definitely want to share that.
And when you look at it in a historical perspective, you remember they're saying there's a backlog of a lot of these mail that is a black backlog of. Yeah. Considering right now where we are in the internet, we don't even send mail nowadays, you know. And you're looking at, is it 750,000 mail that was backlogged at that time? Can you imagine if it was today? Mm. And right now we have the internet and we're talking to each other. It was a lot when you look at it in terms of mail, because I mean, through, and as a soldier at that time, when you're getting your mail, it's a 2-year backlog. Many things may have happened back home to where you will be missing information. So it was critical.
Definitely. Like you said, if that went on today, it would be a crisis. I mean, yeah, it really would. Can you imagine? For sure. So, yeah, I appreciate you discussing that and taking part. Let's see. So we talked about other categories. We know we may change it up. We may do some inventors or, you know, musicians, or any thoughts mm-hmm. about upcoming people?
No, but before we go, what's your take on Mr. Morgan regarding his invention based on the challenges that he had? You know, marketing his product and trying to bring it out there. Actually, I want to highlight on this. I've been listening to NPR.
Okay.
And I've gotten to about two books. One was somebody there's a reporter. She was talking about her lineage. So what she did was she took some pieces of note and was told to write something about yourself. It's called mm-hmm. A Silent Project or Silent Conversation, one of the two. Mm-hmm. But this is where she put the information in the airport, and people were to write about what they think of themselves and their life as a race, as people. It actually is called The Race Project. It's a book called The Race Project. Mm-hmm. And they have this idea of how we are as a race, as African American. Unfortunately, this particular book, it seemed that more the people who answered the questions were other, not African American. The white mm-hmm. people did answer, and then you had us more of like the Asian, Puerto Rican, Mexican, other people. But for the black people, it was few, not a lot. That was one interesting thing. It's a race project. And then today, when I was coming back from chauffeur duties, when I'm, you know, moving around my kids, I was uh-huh. getting to a book about, is it Maygrave and somebody, but he was the first, well, kind of like a trailblazer, but he was the first civil rights movement leader to be assassinated, because his was 2 years before Malcolm X. And then after that came Martin Luther King. I think for the listeners or viewers, you might want to go take a look at this. It's very interesting. He's the first one who got assassinated. And he was in Mississippi
Mississippi. Is that Bear Rustin or who was that?
Starts with an M. I couldn't write because I was driving.
Oh, okay. Not Ed Megger Evers, though.
That's the one.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Definitely.
So there's a book that's been written about him and his wife. And it's out there. So they were discussing how his life was and how things happened. So part of the trailblazer and something to think about.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good civil rights figure to look up. Megger Evers. He was assassinated in the driveway of his home in Jackson, Mississippi. It was pretty brutal how they treated him. But his activism, contributions to the movement, you know, definitely just as important as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and things like that.
Right. So that's just part of what it comes about. Now, I got to ask you a question. Now, I'm African, right? You're African-American. What does Black History, not the whole time, when it comes to Black History Month, what does that inspire you? How does that inspire you?
I personally believe that Black History should be 365 and not just in February. But February, because it is a national month to it is acknowledged in the month of February, I feel like it is a special time to dig deep into that Black history that we don't know and hear so much about, those hidden figures, you know, that don't always get movies made about them and things like that. I know I'm a Girl Scout leader in my spare time with my sister, and we had like a Black history project with our Girl Scouts. So we took that time to make sure that we shared, you know, some Black history with them and kind of quiz them on, you know, what do you know about this person? And to share that knowledge. Of course, you learn it in school for a little small portion of the day. But it, I feel like it's, and then there's so many different ways that you can recognize it, right? So, you know, digging into those hidden figures, supporting a Black-owned business, you know, it's another way that you can celebrate and acknowledge. And I know a lot of people get together with their friends and family and do that too. So
like get to do a party and hang out.
No, supporting a Black business. Maybe they'll try a new Black restaurant or something like that.
Oh, okay. See, I got Mardi Gras. I'm going to go celebrate Mardi Gras this coming weekend.
Okay. So I challenge you to support a Black-owned business. Also.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, okay. I will. I when I go down to New Orleans, I always eat out at a Black-owned restaurant and try to enjoy it. Yeah, it's one of the great things. Oh, by the way, they have a mural over there for Dedan Kimathi, right? Now, you might not know who Dedan Kimathi is, but in Kenya, he was one of a freedom fighter. And okay. I just heard they have a mural in New Orleans. And I want to go there this time and take a picture over there and take that picture.
Nice.
I mean, it's really, really cool. So, I mean, part of Black History Month. And so, Jen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you questions regarding your perspective, because I'm also coming from a perspective of an African. And then you can tell me what your perspective is, or maybe ask me what my perspectives are regarding Black History Month, because remember, I'm green. All I know is Black History Month, the radio station will talk about all the inventions, the popular radio, yeah, will talk all about the inventions and stuff like that. And then usually in my family, it's a time to reflect on Blackness. Let me use the word Blackness. My wife would talk about Black history, and we kind of see where we're at right now, where we're from. And, you know, she'll try and exemplify it by mostly the inventions that African-Americans have done. But to my looking at it, I think there's more to it that we haven't explored. We haven't looked at. If, you know, like now we're highlighting the few people, you know, like few things here and there. Remember, you also have people who are locally, which is one of the subjects that we're going to try to look for. Somebody who is local. And I think that will kind of give me more initiative to probably learn more regarding Black history, which I've studied a little bit, you know, but it's not too extensive. I've just gotten whatever I've gotten to. Maybe we'll talk about this the next time as a topic, because I want people to kind of come back, because I have stories to say about what I feel and what I've seen and what I'd like to share about my own experiences regarding Black History Month.
I think you should. I think you should, for sure. And be sure that you go and take those pictures when you go out of town.
Yeah.
Safe travels to you guys. So, okay, so this was our Trailblazers an inaugural episode of the Black History Challenge, the Jen and Zimpaza Black History Challenge, for lack of a better title. Okay, you share some additional thoughts. Be sure to check out Zimpaza's podcast. Please tell us the name of your podcast again for the ones that may have missed it.
Oh, okay. Sambaza Podcast. Well, Sambaza Podcast, I'm the host, Sambaza. It's a series podcast where we delve into issues. I take a series and talk about a particular subject, and I explore it from the African-American diaspora and as Kenyan, and then an African perspective, and then I drill down to Kenyan perspective or African, somebody from Africa. And what this means, or the major thing that I'm trying to create, is a sense of knowing that we all have problems, but all the problems are one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So take any subject. We all experience things the same way. It doesn't matter. Like if there's a child born in the U.S. and the child born in Kenya, they may grow in a different manner, but the way we take care of them as parents is still going to be the same. The same way. That's how Sambaza Podcast in a nutshell is.
I love that. That's awesome. So please, guys, check out Sambaza Podcast on all of your favorite platforms where you find podcasts.
And Jen, what's your podcast?
Well, it's Woke by Accident. Woke by Accident Podcast. That's where you are. And, you know, we appreciate you guys for coming back after a little while. And we'll talk about that later, the break. But we're back. Okay. And Happy New Year. No, we really do appreciate you guys for joining with us. So please come back and see us for additional Black History episodes in our challenge.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and conclude the episode. We greatly appreciate you listening. We invite you to follow us on social media. On Instagram, it is Woke by Accident Podcast. On Twitter, it is Woke by. On Facebook, it is Woke by Accident Podcast. We also have the new website up, www.wokebyaccident.net. Please check us out and also follow us on all of your favorite streaming platforms. And please leave a review and share feedback. You can also reach out by Gmail, wokebyaccident@gmail.com. And every time you listen, we appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening and take care.
Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji. This was a pre-recorded episode that was mixed and mastered at Sambaza Studios.